It's been almost 3 weeks since the earthquakes in southern Turkey and Syria, and for survivors, many necessities are still lacking, like shelter. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited tent cities in the coastal province of Hatay, where he found people with near-term worries about things like hygiene and wondering when they'll once again have a home to go to.
The earthquake has forced people to form new temporary neighborhoods of sorts, tent cities filled with people still taking stock of what they've lost and wondering where events will take them next. Amid the tents in the town of Arsuz, people begin lining up for a lunch of doner kebab, a classic Turkish meat dish cooked on a large rotating spit. 60-year-old Fatma Guner sits nearby at the edge of a large tent where she and dozens of others sleep. She says her house survived the earthquake, but she wouldn't feel safe staying there now. She's desperate to get away from here.
I'm sick. I have heart disease, and I could get an infection very easily. My immune system is very low. They gave me some pills. I honestly can't stay here. It's really crowded.
Other relatives are living in the only tent allocated to the family, leaving her no choice but to live here. She's not sure who to ask about getting her own tent.
All I want is one tent, in my garden. Put my tent in my garden. Here, there is no hygiene.
Lack of tents is just one of the complaints against the government's response to the earthquake. The ruling AK party has promised 270,000 new homes within a year, a pledge greeted with skepticism by the opposition and other critics. But for families in Hatay province left homeless by the quake, proper shelter remains an overriding concern. At a very large tent city in Antakya in central Hatay, Ali Belir sits between tents while his young son and daughter fuss over their four pet birds sitting in two small cages. He's a former intercity bus driver, and he says his family home just up the hill ended up on its side in the earthquake.
So the building was sideways. I wasn't there. The three kids and their mother got out. My 12-year-old daughter is in the hospital. She had a leg injury.
Belir says this tent city is the most secure place because there are no large buildings near enough to crush them in the event of another quake. He says he's not sure where they might live next.
According to rumors we've heard, they're going to offer us either some money or a container. We want a container. We're going to live there for a while, and then if they build it, maybe I can have a home.
Turkey says the first of five ships loaded with, quote, living containers and humanitarian aid should reach the area by the first week of March. In another section of the tent city, İhsan Sevinç sits beside two of his six children. Six-year-old Elif is busy with crayons and a coloring book. Sevinç grows emotional as he recalls carrying his 90-year-old mother out of the house, not stopping to put on his socks and shoes.
Barefoot, without any socks, I put my 90-year-old mom on my back, and my wife took these two kids, and that's how we barely made it out, stepping on broken glass and pieces of rubble.
When asked what he needs most at the moment, he quickly says a tent. He and his family have been sleeping at a friend's house some 25 miles from here, returning each day for food and in hopes of getting their own tent. Like a number of people here, Sevinç says this disaster won't drive him away from Hatay.
I will never leave this place. If I die, I will die here. It's my hometown where I had all my childhood memories, my youth, all my life. I will never leave here.
But like others sleeping in tents across southern Turkey and northern Syria, he knows that where he ends up may not be within his control. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Hatay, Turkey.